Welcome to Growth Purposes Only podcast with me, your host, Princess Serafina. Join me Thursdays for all new episodes on all streaming platforms and also our YouTube channel for Growth Purposes Only, no spaces. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. I pray that whomever is supposed to receive this message, it reaches you and it uplifts you. Today, I wanted to talk about purpose. I really want to talk about it because a lot of us assume that purpose has a lot to do with, you know, what we do for a living. And a part of me feels like yes and no. By definition, purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. So a lot of us are in jobs and careers that don't reflect our purpose. So that is why, to me, purpose does not associate with one's career. I can remember a lot of choices of jobs that I chose in the past. I've been a cashier. I've worked at a call center. I've worked with children at a child care center. And in the food industry, I've worked at a couple different jobs. And then I've ultimately gotten to my career as an educator. And each job, there was like opportunities for leadership. And at one point, I thought maybe like, I just was intimidated with like the identity that came with being a leader. Not that I couldn't be one, but what would others think of me if I chose that role? I was qualified, but I didn't necessarily apply myself because of what I felt like other people would think of me. And it has a lot to do with the people I surrounded myself with. A lot of people, you know, always complimented me on the way I looked and on how well I performed. But I believe it came with, I don't want to tell her too much because I don't want her to be thinking like she's better than people when I've never given off that persona. So I think naturally I've like dimmed the light that I've had on myself. And in places where I felt like I should have been picked, I didn't get picked. And which further minimized like how I felt prepared. Like I didn't know what it was specifically about those jobs, but I knew I could do it. Starting from just being 14 working, I've already had the skills. Like I've been in the work industry for a very long time. And even during that, my mother always said I was like her best employee out of her kids. And it's not to dim any of my sister's light, but I knew the leadership skills were there. Like I knew I could run, I knew I could operate, and I knew I could lead. So it's just, I never got picked in none of those jobs. And then I left the food industry when I graduated and I moved on to a more professional, I would say, career field, like getting into the call center. And even then, I think I lacked in that area because I was trying to empathize with different, you know, customers and it wasn't working. Like I used to believe that people are the reason for their circumstances. And what is truly that is still a fact to this day, but I don't think that I empathize with them because I truly have been in those certain situations as well where my actions fit my situation or fit the consequences that was associated with whatever behavior. But even then, once I got past that, it was just like, you know, all the time you have to put in to become a leader, it was just so draining. Like, I don't want to be at a job for 2-3 years just to work to make $2 or $3 more. It just didn't sit right with me. And then I got fired like one time out of my whole work life career. And unfortunately, it was due to like absence and tardiness to work. But I had a lot going on first. At the time, as being a single mom and with my daughter in school, there was a lot of things that was that were troubling her that prevented me from being at my best at work. But ultimately, I think that was a door that God was telling me that this wasn't a place I was supposed to get comfortable with. Now that I reflect back on that job, and I'm thankful for the opportunities and exposure because I use every situation as an opportunity to learn. So when I think about purpose, I just keep reflecting back, like, what am I here to do? Here I am in my third year of teaching and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what is it I'm here to do? And I'm more so focused on now, what is my purpose in God? Like not what I want to feel satisfied with doing every single day, but what has God called me to do? And I've mentioned like in previous podcasts, like I've always been the person that people came to with their problems and they like sought out advice from me. And I think that I've made that something so casual, like nothing to kind of identify as a superpower, because not a lot of people can give sound advice, can provide, you know, an unbiased point of view. A lot of people are so troubled with situations and are troubled with the pain they've experienced that I feel like they tend to give advice from hurt places and not necessarily a place of like wisdom. Like, I've been through that before. Let me tell you how that worked out. It's more so trauma overpowering, you know, what they've been through. Going forward, I've identified what God called me to do, but like in those other spaces where I was like not being called, like starting new ventures and not being recognized for them. And like at that time, I was just like, how, like, I'm doing more. Like, I know what I'm capable of. Like, I got to the point where, do I need to tell people like who I am? Because showing them wasn't, you know, giving me the recognition that I needed. And it's still, because now I felt like it came with me boasting and me bragging, like, you know, I can do this, I can do that. And then it's just, I just still wasn't getting the recognition that I felt like I deserve. And especially what I know what I can do, and I can really take turn nothing into something. So it just really, you know, made me question, like, you know, what am I here to do? And then just being a teacher for the past 3 years, I've just realized, like, I'm getting kind of like, you know, overall, I'm moving in a hamster wheel. Like, I'm going in circles here. Like, yes, I get to, you know, talk to children and help children grow ultimately, but I know that I have another purpose here. Like, I know that I have another calling over my life. And I think truly it took for me to get right with God to be able to identify my purpose here. God is showing me now what my purpose is. And it makes sense on why all those other situations didn't work out, why all those career advancements I wanted for myself didn't work out, and why I couldn't advance, and why I couldn't. Because if I would have, I would have stayed there. I would have gotten comfortable. And that is not what God wanted for me. It's no coincidence that I'm here talking to this camera and I'm talking to you. It's no coincidence that my friends chose me to confide in, to seek advice from. And it's no coincidence that I've always had this ability to decipher, you know, what is right and what is wrong, and have some place of morality to pull it from. So there's a scripture in the Bible that says, many are called, but few are chosen. So at a very young age, I was already chosen. Like, God already knew me. And he already knew from the beginning who I would become, what I would go through. He specifically chose my life for me. So as much as I think back and reflect over my life and what I've done and how shameful some things are and how some things are more of a good thing in my eyes, all of that is God's work. He planned every single thing for my life so I could be able to be here to tell you guys about his greatness, about his goodness. I remember in situations when I was being abused, how God kept me, like how he was there. I remember having just like the mercy on my life and favor in so many situations in my life where God literally was there. Like, no man on this earth could have done what God has done for my life. And I'm like so thankful. Like, now that I sit back and like reflect, I'm like, wow, you really just was there with me like every step of the way. And I couldn't like identify that in that time, just being so clouded with the here and now at the moment. But like now, since I'm not there anymore, it's just like, wow, like he's really my best friend. He's been through everything with me and he's waited it out till we got to this moment where we are here today to just be able to like work together. And I'm able to be thankful for every situation in my life, like every no I received, every yes I received, every time where I stood up for myself, that was God like preparing me. Like, I, when I think about the timeline of events where I didn't have a voice, where I used to not say anything when things were being done unjustly or wrong to me or someone around me, and now where I'm in rooms where I'm speaking up for myself and I'm speaking up for others. Recently, I had a unfortunate visit with a doctor at Cleveland Clinic, and you know, I was sharing with her, you know, how concerned I was about my health. And as I was waiting for some results to come back, I overheard her outside of my door speaking with another nurse about how much I was sharing with her. And it was just like, wow, like you're supposed to be a professional. You're supposed to be someone that people can trust. And people in those situations, they see their rankings, they see their titles, and they think that they're above you and that they can look down on you and pity because you don't know anything, instead of like using their calling to help others. And, you know, when I left, I was like really distraught. Like, I had a therapy session after that and I kind of just like let it all out on her. And she could tell that I was like moved by that situation. And then I would kind of vent to like friends about it. And one of my cousins was like, I think you should say something about that. I mean, you could tell that it impacted you. So I was like, you know what? And I filed, you know, with the ombudsman and the department, and I went through with it, and it was very liberating. Like, it was very freeing. And then they contacted me back and let me know that the nurse was very apologetic about everything. And I was just like, you know, in the moment, because I'm so used to not being heard, that I thought she would deny the accusations and I would be another voice hidden. But like, to see and to feel like, you know, speaking up for myself did have some type of impact. And I know that was a situation, a test from God, to be able to see if I was ready to share my story, to be bold enough to call things out, to be bold enough to stand here in front of you guys and speak on my past and speak on things I've been through. So I really am thankful for each step and the discernment that I have now, like the ability to be able to see people the way God sees people is amazing. Like, I'm so thankful, even in just like job situations, like when I didn't get that promotion or I didn't get recognized by that job, when they didn't want to pay me my worth. And now I'm like seeing her like, that's why. That wasn't where God wanted me to be. As much as I wanted to blame it them and be upset with the institution itself, it really shaped me as a being, because it made me put my foot down on my worth. It made me stand up for myself. Like, I don't deserve that. And it was just like, I just felt like God was just instilling in me what my worth and reminding me whose child I am. And what he said I can have, I can have. So as I'm just, you know, answering the call to my name, I'm realizing like all the tests and things that I'm doing today that I wasn't able to do before. And then it brings me to purpose. What is my purpose? Purpose, by definition, means the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. And when I think about everything I've been through, and I think about how I've overcame everything, because being pregnant at 16 is not something that everybody can do. And being pregnant at 16 and still going through with the plans you have for your life is not something everybody can do. I didn't give up, and I definitely didn't let anyone tell me who I would become. And now I'm shedding that light more with my voice. And I knew that everything happens to people in life for a reason. But now, like, I have more evidence. I have more proof from God that this was all for a reason, for my purpose. I went through everything to tell you guys that no matter what you're going through, it's a purpose for it. God is building you. You are co-creating with him. He is using every situation that you're put in to make you who you are. You are. He's putting you in every situation to build up your character. Every low is so you can build and call on God. Every high is so that you can thank him for the mercy and grace that he's had over your life. And a lot of people can't pull themselves out of that situation. The enemy just has that big of an effect on their lives, and, you know, has their mental, has their heart. Some people can't forgive, and some people have a hard time getting out of situations that they think are just impossible. And I'm here to tell you that it's possible. I've been through so much in life, from domestic violence to, you know, manipulation, to being single and raising three girls on my own, to being a victim of, you know, abuse in friendships, abuse in institutions and workplace environments, being overlooked. I've been through all of that, and I still haven't given up, because God still hasn't given up on me. And I know that using my platform, using this, is my purpose. I've always wanted to be impactful since I was a little girl. I've never had a dream other than to be impactful. And teaching has given me the ability to impact children, and I love it. Coaching has been giving me an ability to impact children who are trying to overcome and become great at something that they put their mind to. Tutoring has given me the ability to impact, but I know God is calling me higher for, you know, a bigger purpose. And I know right now I'm co-creating with him, and we are building and bonding. And during this journey, I'm able to like get right with him. I'm able to get in my word. I'm able to read and see how God works in other people's lives, to be able to compare it to mine, to be able to see how God was doing certain situations similar to those characters in the Bible to my life. And I'm able to see how God has spoke to those people in parables and be able to decipher what that means to me, and what in situations where I may have not understood, because God is talking to people in parables because he only wants the people who are able to understand to get the information. Those are his chosen people. And I feel like when I first read the Bible as a child, maybe I didn't completely understand because I wasn't trying to be a child of God. But now that I'm trying to be a child of God, now that I've given my life to him, I'm able to read the Bible and completely understand. So my eyes are open and I'm able to hear him and I'm able to talk to God about anything I have going on. Just last night, I was just like talking to God and I was just like reflecting like, wow, you've really just been here with me. You've never left me. Like every situation that I made it out of, like every situation that I thought it was impossible, even the situations where I felt maybe weren't fair, like he was using those too. And I'm just like, he is amazing. Like God is just worthy to be praised. And I couldn't be here without him. And I really am walking in my purpose by being obedient to him and by being obedient to his word and sharing you guys my testimony of how I became the woman I am today, the woman I am trying to become. And I'm continuously learning through trial and error, but that won't defer me. It never has and it never will as long as I have God on my side. There's a few Bible scriptures that I wanted to speak on. I'm not perfect in my scriptures, so I have to read from my book. But when God is calling you to do a thing, you have to be strong and courageous. I've suffered with a lot of anxiety during this journey, and I think I'm finally getting to a place of knowing that no matter what, I have to be strong in order to be impactful. I have to be courageous to impact people. So in Joshua 1:9, he says, I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This verse has helped me overcome every single trial that I faced since I've written it down. And it's just like when I'm in tough situations or in obstacles that seem a little impossible to get out of or get out of the funk, I'm just like, God is with me. So this means that he's using the situation. So instead of like being upset with it, how can I learn from this situation? And then Matthew 17:20, I assure you, even if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. So as I'm embarking on my purpose and walking in it, I'm just like, nothing is impossible. No matter what I think can happen, God can do the impossible. And I'm like choosing to be more proud, choosing to be more trusting in God, choosing to be more faithful, choosing to be more obedient, choosing to be more confident on my platform to be able to help others because God is using me and I have to be confident and I have to be faithful. I have to believe. So faith, as small as a mustard seed, like that's where I am. I believe God can do the impossible. And I think and I know that he can do that for you too. And I hope that whomever is struggling with anything in this moment and you're trying to find your purpose, trust and follow God and he will make it available to you. He will reveal as soon as you open up to him. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Growth Purposes Only. Remember, you are not alone in your journey. It's spiritual, not personal. Until next time, grow gracefully.